Well, of course, I started getting as many of the bookies bands as I could, you know, because I mean they were always just great original bands, and then you know what, people just started sending me tapes. I guess there were some bands that just played bookies, and you know, and then there were some bands that would come to bookies and Lily's. And then there were probably some bands that I would book that were maybe a little safer, that maybe wouldn't play bookies, you know, because maybe they weren't as hard punk-wise or something. And I was still dealing with my mother, you know, who was like, they're too loud. You know, it's like, you know what, you got a fucking 150 people. I wouldn't say that, you know, fucking. I'd say you got 150 people here drinking, you know, $3 beers. I said, don't worry about the volume. That was till the city closed us down, you know. And so we had to close down for a month and put in soundproofing. But we started the Midnight Club, which we just put out a bunch of, like, lunch meat and food and stuff on a pool table. And at midnight, we locked the doors. And whatever happened, happened.